Ben Fontana, joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer. Syracuse taking on Tulane last week. Big win against Wagner, 54-0. What are some of the biggest takeaways for you from that game?
The biggest thing is, you know, we expected our kids to go in there and beat a lower division team the way you should. And we've had a hard time doing that in the past. You know, we had some ugly wins against some of the lower division schools that came in and didn't necessarily play the way we wanted to. So we put that expectation out there, and I was really pleased that overall the kids achieved that objective.
And some of the biggest takeaways from that game was getting in some of those guys, second string guys. My biggest takeaway was the linebacking core. You got a guy like Josh Kirkland who has 12 tackles on the season. Those guys contributed.
Yeah, and you know, it's a long football season. And unfortunately, a lot of injuries go down, and you want to get those guys on the field so they get an opportunity to kind of get their feet wet and run around and make plays and feel good about putting them in, and also mixing them in early in the game to keep guys fresh and playing at the speed that we need them to.
Everyone wanted to know, starting quarterback this week, it's Terrell Hunt, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to see Drew, correct?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is just both kids have to be ready to play. I have confidence in both of them. Terrell played well last week against a Wagner team. Drew's played well at times against Northwestern and Penn State at times. Just the consistency level was the biggest thing, with the interceptions especially. But both of them have to play well for us to win the number of games we want to win this year. So both of them will be ready, but Terrell will have that shot to go get it.
And something a lot of Terrell's teammates said was that they were comfortable with him. They kind of had that rapport from the spring. Does that help him out just in kind of the flow of the game on offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, over the years I've coached, the kids are always most comfortable with the guy that's been playing the best at that time. And kind of a funny thing, you know. You know, it's kind of obvious that that's the way things are. So, but he's excited. The kids are excited. Yeah, we're just happy to be back in the dome against a good Tulane team.
Ben Fontana with Scott Schaefer, coach of the Orange. Tulane's got a couple names on offense you might recognize. A Montana, not Joe Montana, but his son, Nick. And then you guys played a running back and wide receiver 2 years ago in the Superdome down there.
Yeah, we sure did. So, you know, we're familiar with a couple of these kids. Montana's doing a good job for him. He's getting increasingly better every game. He's got two or three good wide receivers to throw to. The one that jumps out at me the most is number three, and his name's Ryan Grant. He's had great seasons so far. So far this year in the three games they've played, they try to get the ball to him on third down more than anybody else, and he's accounted for more than a third of their offense. We have to have a good plan for him going into this thing. And then, of course, like you mentioned, Orleans Darkwa, the running back, he's a very good football player, and we're going to have to shut him down today.
And what some people might not know about Tulane is that they say they run this 4-2-5 defense. What is that? What's that all about?
Well, I mean, they're active. They move around. They like to pressure a lot. They're good up front. They have linebackers that are a little undersized. You know, the 4-2-5 is always interesting to look at. To me, you know, for me, it's running the 4-3 the right way. That you don't have to call it anything different. But, you know, they run the 4-2-5, so we'll have to do a good job managing that today.
Coach, we saw Ryan Norton in the game last week kicking Riley Dixon in the punt game. Your special team seems to be kind of coming together now with some injuries.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. We've gotten better each week. We have to shore some things up in our coverage teams to win that battle. It's really the only battle we came up a little short in last week by, you know, minimal yardage. But, you know, when we finish this game today, I hope to be on the plus side of the net yardage with our cover teams versus their cover team. So we've worked it hard this week, and hopefully we'll reap the benefits.
Earlier in the week, you also said you want to win that turnover battle, the first, third down. How's that coming along?
It's huge. I mean, we've been promoting the hell out of it during the week. We were plus six yesterday at the end of practice, or I should say 2 days ago. And, you know, we've worked it hard, so hopefully it shows up in the game today.
Ben Fontana with Scott Schaefer here, coach of the Orange, Syracuse, Tulane. Your biggest thing for this game, getting the students in for you to the Carrier Dome, making it loud. How important is that for you?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, I still think the Dome's one of the most underrated places to play. And when our students are in there and our fans are in there getting wild, it gets loud and it's difficult against the opposition. And I think it's hard for their quarterbacks. You know, I can remember Geno Smith and Bridgewater in here over the last 2 years. And I really believe our fans, the 12th man, made the difference in those games. So hopefully we can continue to grow that outfit because they want to come watch us play. So we got to do a good job putting a good product on the field so we get more and more every week.